type of games being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to give me a nut. Cause honey's gonna give me the vibe. Why?
I'm politicking with the chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rapping from 25th named Tamika, coming through like I do, you know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 and girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. Girlfriend, what? Remember me from way back? I'm the same cat, the wave cat. That motherfucker at TNT used to play that. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th Dan. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up,
alright?
Hit you on the track later on, see what's up. Talking to Shorty made me wanna do something nice. What? Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight. What? And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight, she bite. Better give a nigga the green light.
Well, damn, my hands are being played. How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to get me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the vibe. Why? Like the games are being played. How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to get me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the vibe. Why?
I'm getting that shorty like what you need, what you want. Want for nothing, cause I got you. But you front. I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass getting fatter. Let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me. I done kept it more than real, boo. Can't lose with me.
True.
Dirty smacked you, cause you said my name when y'all was sexy. Ran up on this cat, he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that. So he gonna have to get that just on GP. Tried to creep me, what? Think that nigga sleepy. Don't the strength for you, when that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gonna send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy. But let him know. Never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150 C Joe. Get that, come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, fuck, fuck for L, get that.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you up. Think I'm trying to give me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the vibe. What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you up. Think I'm trying to give me enough. Cause honey's wanna give me the vibe. What?
She choose, gets to do.
Right.
Respect is not expected, but it's given cause it's real. Being neglected's the norm, expected to deal.
True.
Lie, cheat, and steal for me. Put something in a nigga's wig if you spray for me. Kill for me, you still with me cause we get down like what? Told you from the door, it ain't all about a nut. I'm gonna be big, trying to be there, we gonna see that. Hit me with the question, boo, that answer gonna be yeah.
Right.
See there, something can go wrong, it does. Loved it, let it go, when it came back, that's how strong it was. But she belonged to cuss. Me. Two kids by this nigga, it was wrong for me. But we gon' always be best of friends.
Ha ha.
Bad love, oh, to the end.
What time of game is being played? I just know that. It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you up. Nigga trying to get me enough. Just cause honey's wanna give me the buck. What type of game is being played? I just know that. It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you up. Nigga trying to get me enough. Just cause honey's wanna give me the buck. What type of game?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Whole Hive Radio. This is your host, Brooke J. The Centralist.
This is Dez with Izzy.
And I'm Miss Uncensored. Y'all, I don't know what the fuck happened last week, but we're back. We're doing it again. We're going to talk about some, I guess we're going to get a little deep today. We're going to talk about consent and all of the many, many meanings, from entertainment to the government to
Your bedroom
to childhood to everything. So Miss Uncensored has a lot to say about this. I'm gonna let her lead this discussion.
First, Dad's gonna give us the legal definition of consent.
Oh, fact.
Oh, for real.
Yeah. For real.
And then the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, you want the Urban Dictionary? That's not gonna be.
That's not gonna be.
That's not gonna be.
I don't want to review today.
We'll see if they even have one.
I don't but know if they have an affair.
Official definition, permission for something to happen or agreement to do something. So you give permission for something to happen or you agree to do it.
There ain't no urban. We ain't doing
it. No, we ain't doing it. Urban Dictionary. But this is very important, especially like, you know, with a whole lot. We talk about all things sex, and it's just important to realize that just because you're a sexual person or a sex worker or whatever, that your consent isn't like assumed. You know, like you still have to consent to things. You still have the right to your body, to your autonomy. So, anyway, to piggyback off of that, at the end of the day, we're going to break this down into three simple categories to kind of help, you know, you associate the proper idea of consent and what it means. Because despite what lane of work you're in life, consent is a must, consent is a necessary, and you do have rights. You are somebody, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right into it. We're going to do political. Let's do entertainment.
Yeah.
So I was actually reading an article on Facebook, and it was recent about a woman who's an artist who decided to go to a museum and stand up for 6 hours.
I saw that she posted that. I was pissed. I was livid. Man.
So let me get her correct name.
No.
Yeah.
Stand for what?
So basically it was like protest art. So she, for 6 hours, sat in a room. She had 72 props, like some negative, like guns, knives, and then some like feathers and just what other stuff. But basically she allowed people to do whatever it was that they wanted to her for 6 hours and did not object, did not stop. So like after about 4 hours, somebody cut her clothes off. It started violating her and like just doing really foul shit to her. And then after the 6 hours, she walked through the crowd and nobody would actually look at her and address what they'd done without her consent. And now that she's like almost like human again, if that makes sense. So
very interesting.
Right. And just to give you an idea of how she felt after.
That is a mental strength because I could kill somebody. Man, what?
So her name is Abramovic. So this is what she had to say after the exploitation of her artwork was drafted and crafted by society. This work reveals something terrible about humanity. It shows how fast a person can hurt you under favorable circumstances. It shows how easy it is to dehumanize a person who does not fight, who does not defend himself. It shows that if he provides the stage, the majority of the normal people apparently can become truly violent. We were talking yesterday or like 2 days ago about the lyric that Rick Ross had said in the song. Something slipped in a drink, she ain't even know it. Something like that. Fucked her all night, she ain't even know it. Some crazy
took
shit.
Took her home and enjoyed that.
Yeah, like, that is not okay, sir. Like, so that right there is a disregard to consent and even consideration for the other person. Even to some extent, okay, Chris Brown, fuck you back to sleep. If you really think about it, like, bruh, don't just come up in my crib. Like, okay. All right, that's kind of sexy, right? But
if you have
an arrangement, but if you break it down though, like for real, like that's not okay. And he's like pretty much like just chill out. It's just me. I'm just gonna fuck these
right.
Like
that's
you don't race
even
culture.
Need to flinch.
Yeah, that's race culture a little bit. So is it safe to say that consent is a case by case basis, and
yeah,
an agreement is like a long term or short term contract?
I feel like, you know, one and the same.
And then, you know, I know it's sensitive, like, when it comes to kink and BDSM, like, you have arrangements. Like, some people are okay with certain things that other people aren't. There's limits. People's limits are different. So I guess it's case by case to some extent.
I think even if you have an agreement, you still need consent at certain points sometimes. Even with an agreement. I mean, that's just me. Can see there being space. What do you, you know?
I mean,
we got an arrangement.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. But, I don't know. I'm kind of like, once we set it down, you know, that's what safe words are for.
Right. Right. We have an arrangement to get kinky, though, and then I decide to go in your butt. I might want to say something first, though.
No.
No?
Go for it.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the situation. And the relationship, I probably just
I don't
want to
start
it,
going gung-ho on sex.
But that would be,
we're gonna get there, because maybe I'm just nasty, because I'd be like, just do what you want. But, okay.
Do what makes you feel good.
Do what makes me feel good, because it's going to make me feel good.
We'll talk about
it. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so maybe it's a person-by-person and case-by-case.
And agreement. Like, just get it.
I think the whole point about consent is that you just need to start the conversation. You need to have the conversation about what is okay and what's not. Like, you can't just assume things. You can't assume things in life. You'll make a fool of yourself. So
every time,
or put yourself in danger or whatever, you know. So
true. So you made a statement earlier before we even started the show that sex is currency. Did you want to kind of elaborate on that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. So basically, sex. I pretty much think sex is a currency. It is a currency in the world. Most men will let you know that, but if you don't really need the ticket, I mean, it doesn't take one of them to tell you one of that because that's how you get ahead. I mean, you're taught that from very young.
You put it down, you might get breakfast in the morning.
It's
arranged.
It's better. It's better.
But that's how a lot of people move up. That's how a lot of people get their first little, you know, when they're trying to move up. It's not uncommon in business for people to do that, like in almost every industry. Like,
yeah, you can get ahead
it's
with
not,
sex probably in any
industry. Yeah. Like, it's not uncommon. But I think it's just like a more social exchange. It's like bartering. It's more like bartering.
But
nobody has made an official price.
Even as currency, you cannot steal somebody else's money. Therefore, you can't steal nobody else's, like, you know, body. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's currency, it still needs to be consensual, because even if money's being exchanged, that's an agreement. That's an arrangement. So there needs to be a conversation had so we know what's going on here.
Agree.
Yeah.
So that kind of ties in. I think The Family That Prays, that Tyler Perry movie, that's like a prime example in the business.
Yeah.
World of how people climb their way to the top. Not
pretty
so much using their education, but their looks.
Or what's between their legs?
Yeah, many people fuck to the top.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm not that kind of hoe. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too smart. I feel like I can do it on my own without having to.
But
pretty
I love
much.
Sex work though. Like. But I just don't feel I need to directly fuck to get to the top. I can get there tomorrow, even if it takes a little longer. But
pretty much. I like
though.
The challenge. So I like the challenge. So I haven't done it, but I've definitely known someone that has, and they were fine.
Oh, yeah, more women to do, and more power to you, but, like, if I say do it, like, if you're going to do it. I just know I'm not going to do it. So that's it.
Be the best of whatever you do.
Yeah, be the best of whatever it is you're doing.
But it's sex is currency, so when you consent, when do you consent if it's currency? Because sometimes it's not consented and it's currency. Most of the time it's currency and that's not consented. So people just be stealing it all the time.
That's right.
The rape culture.
Well, let's talk a little about the rape culture. Actually, our three topics tie into the rape culture: political, entertainment, and sex. So, what is rape culture? Coined term by feminists in the 1970s, designed to show the ways in which society blamed victims for the sexual assault and normalized male sexual violence. Emily Buchwald said it best in her book titled Truth About the Rape Culture. When society normalizes sexualized violence, it accepts and creates rape culture. The process normally ranges from sexual remarks to the sexual touch to the unwanted advances and eventually the rape itself.
In addition, rape culture includes jokes, TV, music, advertising, legal jargon, laws, words, and imagery.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else? What is that you had about the rape culture the first time?
So what I was saying is that the three categories that we're going to focus in on tonight all tie into the rape culture.
Right.
Especially politics. And we don't want to jump right into our president, our 45, Mr. Grab him by the pussy himself.
I mean, he's jumping in the pussies, apparently.
And that right there is not voluntary consent. It's not consent at all. It's actually rape.
Sexual harassment.
We do have a list for you guys later in the show for anybody who wants to reach out to any abuse hotlines or foundations that aid and assist in sexual harassment, rape, and any other type of exploitation. So moving along, we're going to touch a little bit on.
So you were talking about rape culture. This is.
So, yes. Elaborate.
So in talking about rape culture, we're actually going to have a little game at the end of the show called At Your Discretion, where we'll give scenarios and we want all your callers, all your listeners, basically, to come call in. And let us know if you think it's voluntary or involuntary consent, whatever scenario it is. If you don't call us and let us know, we will let you know what we think, of course. we'll do this towards the end of the show, so probably around 10:50.
Yes, about 10:50. So y'all tune in, social media, the Ho Hive. callers, tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Play game, all that.
All right, Miss Simply Nay, can you hit us with some sponsors quickly?
Miss Simply Nay, can we get a word from our sponsors, please? Okay, so Ms. Simply May is unavailable, so we're going to keep it moving.
So the At Your Discretion game will help us all to determine, like, places where we've seen the rape culture or we commonly see the rape culture, and maybe we're not aware of it being a rape culture thing. So that's basically what we'll get at when we get to the At Your Discretion.
Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about environmental, involuntary, and involuntary consent, social contracts.
Social contracts are basically your invisible contracts that we walk around with every day between person to person. Just in our society, it's a social contract. They're not really written on paper, but like, in the metro D.C. area, you know that if you're in the metro, in the train station, you should be, what is it, walking on the right, or is it, no, standing on the right and walking on the left. Yeah, that's what it is. So that's a social contract that's just kind of, like, understood between people in society. Not necessarily is it posted anywhere in writing, but we kind of have an understanding.
Kind of like not smoking a cigarette at a gas station.
Yeah, like not, well, that one did have a sign for a long time. I think people now know, but that one has a sign.
Okay.
But there are some other, like, invisible things that we know, like the head nod. The head nod is a social contract of kind of, like, you know, brotherly, sister love, whatever, or just, you know, acknowledgement of person. So different things like that that we don't really have a way to write it down all the time. And that's kind of the segue for how we end up into rape culture, like from not consenting to rape culture. They're kind of two sides of the same coin. So
So I have a question. Does age play a role in consent?
I think age definitely plays a role. How big of a role would probably depend on that specific child, I think, or person.
I think that consent needs to be taught at a very young age because you need your daughters to know that people just can't, like, okay, I know there's a common thing, like, with kids, you'll say, oh, come give me some sugar, come sit on my lap, come do, you know, I don't want children to think that that's their obligation as a child to have to do that when it comes to an adult. So I feel like it should be taught at a very young age that, you know, you should still should, you know, I don't know even know what the proper way to initiate that kind of, you know, interaction is with a child, but not like that. And another thing you have to teach these young boys at a young age that, like, for example, me as a child, I was one of the boys until puberty, and then they saw titties, and it was like, oh, we playing football, now all of a sudden you're going to tackle me and yank me down by the titty and shit. Like, no, like, that's not okay. We need to teach these boys it's not okay to just, when you walking through the hallway, just be swiping pussies and smacking ass, and this is what these boys do. This is what most of our daughters, most of our daughters are dealing with at school. Like, I dealt with it. Like, that's sexual harassment. A lot of times I've been, like, cornered, pinpointed, like, just targeted and tried to be swayed to do things that I didn't want to do. And I'm glad I'm a strong-minded person because this shit wasn't rocking. But, you know, I know a lot of, it's going down for a lot of girls. And I know a lot of girls aren't as strong-minded and will succumb to these influences. So,
yeah. So, and speaking about these children and the things they doing, so I actually have one of those.
Oh, one of those teenagers.
Yeah, and this was back in actually middle school where they were having an issue of sexting issue.
Sexting
issue in middle school. Yes, and it's not just exclusive to the eighth graders. It was a seventh grader, sixth grader. It was just spread around the middle school. And basically there were actually boys that were kind of like blackmailing girls into sending them nudes and basically like would tell them to send them a certain picture of their nude body or like uncovered body parts. And that if the girl didn't send the picture, then they would do whatever. So then the girl sends the picture. So then now she's looked into it as if she's cooperating, but then find out it was, she only sent the picture because they were threatening to do something else. And these are kids that have been together since they were in kindergarten. Like, so it's not like they didn't know each other.
So age and consent.
Age and consent. So with that kind of like stuff where you're not voluntarily giving consent and stuff, like you really need to be taught. Like some of those kids were not taught how to say no and how to stand their ground.
And a lot of kids want to be cool or whatever it is and will do some, you know, things that are typically out of the character. So
taking pictures of breasts. Yeah.
Or a lot of children don't have an option, like Relisha Rudd.
Yeah.
Talk about it. I mean, she was taken and shuffled between many hands without any consent. So the schools knew her situation, the shelter knew her situation, her family knew her situation. So without, and that ties back into a social thing, you know, who's responsible for the incapable? Who's responsible for the people who can't make decisions for themselves? At what age can you consent and say, yes, I'm comfortable enough to go with that person, or no, I don't want to go with X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's a case-by-case scenario, because I've met adults that don't have enough common sense, like as much common sense as my own child already had. And there are certain situations I just wouldn't put them in because I know they just can't. It's just not going to work out.
Exactly.
So it's like it's definitely a person case-by-case basis. But I think we're doing all right with 18. It's okay for now. That's the legal age of consent.
Yo, let me tell you something.
It's 16 in Maryland.
Let me tell you something. So I was working at the club, and I was talking to this customer, and he was talking about how he got back from the DR and how when you get off the plane, there will be families pretty much like selling their daughters, their young teenage daughters, you know, it's prostitution. And he was talking about how excited he was for this, and I was like this dude had to be doing that to be my father. So we're like 50-something, but he's like, you know, I like women between the age, what he told me, he said between the ages of 14 and 35 or some shit like that, and I was just like, what? Like, you go to other countries so you can fuck little girls? Like, and then it's just twisted in itself because it's the fact that these parents are actually saying, hey, here, take my daughter. Like,
I think there's a governor that's going through something right now in Texas. Moore, who had allegations about dealing, when he was like 32, he was dealing with a 14-year-old. And, you know, first thing they want to scream is, well, back in the day that was acceptable, or, you know, I don't remember, or why wait till they say something now? So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. The why wait to say something. That's like you scared the crap out of the person already.
So, all right, y'all. We're going to, Simply Nate's going to take us away with some words from our sponsors. I'm going to take a quick break.
First, I want to know if Verizon will sponsor this fucking show, because why the internet wasn't trying to work? Like, WTF, not okay. Again, The Whole Hive is sponsored by Stand Omni Media, a diversified digital brand that uplifts the voices and cultures that are most often silent. We can't do that without working internet, Verizon. So, listeners, we see all of you. Tweet, email, let them know they're holding up your whole hive and you don't fucking appreciate it. Now that we've given them all the free love in the world, moving on. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve, the premier lesbian dating website. EveforEveOnline.com is where you want to go to find your Eve. You can also check them out on your social media networks. Have you bought my book yet? If not, it's waiting for you. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever you celebrate. Even if you don't celebrate shit, it's the best $10 you'd ever spend. www.IamSimplyNate.com is where you can pick it up. And lastly, are you going to be at the Black Friday family reunion? You have no excuse. It's free 99 plus shipping and handling. We've come on as the official media sponsors for the Black Friday family reunion, and we are encouraging anyone in the DMV area who has some free time on Black Friday to come on through. There's going to be a speed networking brunch, State of the Black DC Forum. There's going to be a closing Black Broadway celebration that also includes dinner and child care is included, all for free, $99, no change. So there's no reason why you shouldn't come. Bring me some medicine because I'm not feeling well. Back to you, host, but after we have a song.
Yeah, and it go a little something like
this. Run away, girl. Run away, girl.
Little Lisa's only 9 years old. She's trying to figure out why the world is so cold. Why she's all alone and they never met her family. Mama's always gone and she never met her daddy. Part of her is missing and nobody'll listen. Mama's on drugs, getting high up in the kitchen. Bringing home in at different hours of the night. Starting with some laughs, usually ending in a fight. Sneaking in a room when her mama's knocked out. Trying to have his way and little Lisa says, ouch. She tries to resist, but then all he does is beat her. Tries to tell her mom, but her mama don't believe her. Lisa stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get some clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back. Years years old. She said he trying to figure why the world is so cold, why she's not pretty and nobody seems to like her. Alcoholic stepdad always wanna strike her, yells and abuses, leaves her with some bruises. Teachers ask questions, she's making up excuses, bleeding on the inside, crying on the out. It's only one girl really knows what she's about. Her name is Little Stacy and they become friends, promise that they'll always be tight till the end. Until one day Little Stacy gets shot, a drive-by bullet went straight up on a block. Now Nicole's stuck up in the world on her own, forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get her clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back. Years old, she said he trying to figure why the world is so cold. So she popped X to get rid of all the pain. Plus she's having sex with a boy who's 16. Emotions run deep and she thinks she's in love. So there's no protection, he's using no glove. Never thinking about the consequences of her actions. Living for today and not tomorrow's satisfaction. The days go by and her belly gets big. The father bails out, he ain't ready for a kid. Knowing her mama will blow it all out of proportion. Plus she lives poor, so no money for abortion. Erica is stuck up in the world on her own, forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get her clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back. Going through, ladies. Sometimes I feel like running away myself. So do me a favor right now and close your eyes and picture us running away together. When we come back, everything's gonna be okay. Open your eyes.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. This is your girl, Miss Uncensored.
Yo, Nay, stop smoking that shit. Like,
yo, all right, y'all, so we back. We're talking about consent. Y'all probably like, what the hell is so funny? No, but so, so we're talking about consent from everything from entertainment to politics to relationships. So, we're having a deep conversation. We're about to get into a deep conversation during the break with Ms. Uncensored, so I'm gonna let her. So in the beginning of the show, I said that consent is connected to every aspect in life, every type of job, anything to do with your livelihood. Consent is a part of it. During the break, I said, you know, let's dive into health and wellness, because I posed a question before we went on break, and I said, who's responsible for the decisions of the incapable? And that's just not, you know, intoxicated or drunk or high. That can be down to being a paraplegic or a vegetable. Who's making the consent calls for you? I wanted to bring up the assisted suicide. Consent is necessary in a decision like that, and that's between the person who's on their deathbed, and that's the doctor, and the person who's setting up the arrangement. But Yeah, because I guess, like, at the end of the day, you can't make a person stay and suffer because you love them or for comfortability or whatever it is, you know. Like, that's their decision. If it's a peaceful thing, it's not, you know. I feel like, why not? Like, it has to be up to the individual. At the end of the day, this is our individual earth journeys, you know. So we got to carry it however we want. We got to live it out to our potential. And, hey, if that's how you feel like, you know, it needs to end, if you don't have a choice, what you going to do?
Well, what about the movie, for example, My Sister's Keeper? Where the, have you? No.
No.
I haven't seen Talia. It. Sorry.
Okay, well, Cameron Diaz is the star. Her daughter is, she needs bone marrow. So she's the only person who kind of matches that is her younger sister. So she continues to get transfusions from between like 3 and 6 until the sister, who's 12, says, you know what, I'm ready to die. The mother, she's like, you know, I'm the legal guardian. I make the decisions. You're not going to die, but the girl is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Cancer. So when we talk about consent in that fashion, you know.
I mean, children still have consent, especially at 12. I feel like I was competent at 12. Like, you know.
So what about children cancer patients, like at St. Jude's Hospital, any children's hospital?
Nobody wants to let go of their kid, but at the end of the day, like,
they're not the one in pain.
That's right. They're not the one suffering. That's not, shouldn't really be their decision, especially if they're coherent. Like, nothing's, there's, you know, nothing wrong with their brain. They're not.
And then also in healthcare, there's definitely a difference between, like, letting someone go, which is more like hospice care.
Yeah, like
versus assisted suicide. Assisted suicide is rarely approved, like rarely. But it's still like you're going against the person's consent to die. Like they want to, and you're like, say, like you say no. Like it gets rejected a lot. So that's an issue too with consent.
So the movie Diary of an Angry Black Woman, y'all seen that?
Mm-hmm.
So when he got shot and the woman was still legally married to him, but the girlfriend was trying to make the decision to not resuscitate, and he wasn't able to make that call. In that situation, it was a legal fault or default that allowed the still married wife to make the call to let him live. So in a situation like that, when we talk about consent.
And sometimes the law makes the decision. On the consent.
And that you lose your consent, meaning that you gave your consent to the government.
Pretty much. Like when you sign up for the army and all
that. All of that.
So that's like that's basically what our game ties into. The like you guys said, you voluntarily give up your rights when you go to the army. The hospital. When you check in, you're kind of,
you know the rules.
Right, next thing you know, they need to do CAT scans, this and that, your bill extra $1,000 and shit. Like,
you
what?
Sign a million for
right. What happened?
Like, what did I consent?
You know, the damn ambulance ride is $500?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'll drive. I'll meet you there. Like,
the helicopter in Virginia ride is
$30,000.
Oh, heck
no. Bitch. That's wild.
The funeral costs less.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Ooh, that is wild.
Wow.
Okay, so we can.
So I'm going to get a list of involuntary versus voluntary things together. You guys hold it down for a second.
Oh, okay. So we talk about voluntary versus involuntary. So, like, in relationships, oftentimes, people feel like they're obligated or somehow have to do whatever their significant other wants them to do sexually.
Like, if you're not in the mood, you're just not in the mood. You don't have to have sex with somebody because they want to. Don't. So, they is looking at me right now like, yeah, right, bitch. No, but I still always say, you don't have to, bitch. No. You may cuff me, Dad. You heard that, y'all? So we have some handcuffs. She asked me if she handcuffed me.
And you answered.
And it's popping. But no, even in a relationship, though, like you do, you should respect your partner's wishes because you can't.
See, she didn't
didn't know she was confused.
Right.
She let me put the cuff on.
You had
put your arm up.
Right now, she's
involuntary consent because she told me just put her arm up. But,
right, see.
That was just showing y'all how this consent thing goes.
How else do you, may you lose your consent in a relationship, Diz?
Sometimes if you're asleep or sick or you drank a lot that night, y'all went out drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe y'all just, somehow y'all just regularly have sex when you're drinking, but this time you just didn't want to, but you just let it happen. That's not really consent.
Mm.
Just because you let it happen doesn't mean that it's consent. And just because you orgasm and it feels good doesn't mean that it was consent. I mean, people take back their whatever they said at the end. So, like, if it felt good, then it was fine. But if it didn't feel good, then it wasn't consent.
Nah, because there's been times where, like, I've even come and everything, but then the next day it's like, ugh. You know, like, I just wish I didn't do that.
Oh, I totally do. Yeah.
That.
Yeah,
so
I think there's a spiritual consent that does not necessarily happen during sex. Sometimes.
Yo.
So.
Hey, that's a
whole different topic, spiritual sex. We'll get to that eventually. That's a deep one.
Oh, yeah. So, also in relationships, so say you're in some kind of dom club relationship or any kind of kink or BDSM type of relationship. So even if you know you guys are used to doing, you know, whatever it is that you're into, you know, it still needs to be a line of consent to where you shouldn't assume it every time, unless it's part of the arrangement. But that's what safe words are for in that particular category.
And then situationships, that's my favorite word right now at the moment. It's been around for a while, but because it's cuffing season, I mean, there's lots of them going around.
Is that why I'm
Might be. situationships, a lot of them often happen from some involuntary consent. People don't usually go up and say, I'm going to cuff you, necessarily. Sometimes they do. But there's a lot of situationships.
You heard that? Sorry, baby. You over here having sidebar conversations.
They having a consensual, non-consensual situation over here.
We made a verbal agreement. I was asking her for her hand, just for the name.
So when is it okay to use consent and when it's not to use? When is it okay to use consent and not use consent?
What do you mean? That,
why
would
you,
you
mean,
not,
why
use,
would you not consent? Use consent? So situationships. Like, okay, so if you didn't let it happen, then it wouldn't have happened kind of situation.
I don't know what you're saying.
That would be the only situation I could think of where not consenting might be okay. But
okay, so there's only one moment where I don't consent. So, so daddy. So look, sometimes I just do shit like just to be punished. But that's the only time I do shit like without consent. Like, no, you didn't say you did this, but I know it's just about to go down. No, okay, all right, y'all. That's it. That's all I got. Listen, where were you going?
I'm gonna go. Let's go there. Okay, so
I didn't understand where you were going with consent. I took it somewhere.
That's called forced consent.
That was forced consent.
It's something like that. It's like consensual forced consent. It's actually a name
that's
for it in the kink. Yeah, in the kink community, it's like consensual force for people that like foreplay. Yeah, control rules and stuff like that.
I like that.
Learn new things every day. Now you got it.
I'm locking the door. I'm cutting off the phone. No bullshit. Y'all will not be able to reach me tomorrow. Oh my goodness.
Y'all heads up anyway. So shout out to Happy Hump Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday. Y'all make sure y'all hit somebody.
Woo!
Do you want to provide the list that we compiled for the sexual abuse hotlines and the sexual harassment hotlines?
No. Not at the moment.
What?
Slide that in before we play this game, y'all.
I'm falling.
I can't use this thing. But no, so y'all. Tell us what happens in this game. We can do it better at the end. That's a negative. I'm sensing it.
Hole punch history.
Really?
What?
No, that was the last search or so.
All right, y'all. So we're going to have one more song before we go play this game. Take it away, Miss Simply Nay.
Girl, I could tell you was meant for me. I could tell by the way you were sent to me. While I'm on tour trying to make them centuries. And they ask who you mean, you better mention me. If you don't, you know you got a problem. Said you want no beef, girlfriend, don't start now. And it just so happened that I'm seeing cat. Cause you messed up a lot just trying to be fast. And I ain't gonna ask who smashed the E-class. Pull up to the rib with the whole front crash. Now you wanna laugh, good thing that's the past. If you ever lie again, girl, that'll be your last.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's something you can have.
You, I adore you. That's why I don't mind doing these things for you. You did things for me, I wouldn't believe you did. That's why I always want to keep you here. In a year or two, girl, I can see you with my kids. Girl, you make a thug want to get a legal gig. It's only right we spend our lonely nights getting crazy biz till we awake the kids. Don't get too loud, got respect for your honey. To keep it all real, you come second to my money. And can you be my ghetto love prophecy? Everybody love you, girl, not just me. And I know that you really care a lot for me. Wanna see you happy even if it's not with me. Not with me.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome to the Ho Live Radio. We're talking about consent.
Uncensored, are we being ready to play this game?
Yeah, we're going to play the game. We're going to have a few words from Des really quick.
So if you're experiencing any harassment that you feel, or you're not sure even, and you want to talk to someone, there is actually a place called the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAINN, RAINN.org. You can visit that website or call them. They assist with various rape, abuse, incest, and harassment issues, and could possibly help you figure out if you've consented or not. Also, if you're anywhere in the U.S., you can go to any community health center. They're pretty specialized to handle special cases, so you should feel comfortable with going to a community health center or even your local emergency room, and all your emergency rooms will do rape kits if that is what you're saying has happened. They legally have to, and they will report it, but you can also go to community health centers as well. That was it. All right. So if you're listening, if you're tuned in on the HoHive Radio Network, if you are watching us from the group HoHive on Facebook, I got a list of places where I want you guys' opinion on if it's an involuntary or a voluntary consent. So meaning, for instance, if you go to the airport, are you involuntarily or voluntarily consenting to give up your rights to be searched?
Let me talk about
you
that.
You are consenting to get your body self off.
No, what I don't like is you involuntarily consent to go through them whole body scanners now. I don't like that, so I always say that I decline that shit and I get the pat down. I get the pat down every time. I'm so extra. I don't care how long the fuck that shit takes.
That's how you get the pat down?
Yes, that's how you get the pat down. I say, no, I don't want to go. I'm not going through that. I want to do the pat. Yeah. You always have a little lesbian joint come over there and they'd be like, You have any weapons or any explosives on me? Just this bomb ass pussy. And then you keep moving.
Okay, anyways.
Well, since you know all well about, you know, airport and TSA, have you ever smuggled anything?
I plead the fifth. That's none of your motherfucking business.
F-I-F, and I ain't going to ask again. I will say, okay, so I got a funny story. This is Brenda. We got time for this? Hell no, we don't. But so, stories and stuff, some people don't feel comfortable putting in their suitcase because you know you see it and you know they're going to pull it out and pull out this big dick and shit. So, I had an ex who used to like wear it through security and then afterwards put it in a bag. So, I mean,
I feel that. Great idea.
So, we don't have to go through all that crazy shit. As long as you don't beat the nation.
I got a story.
So I'm gonna ask one more question.
I'm
gonna ask one more question. When you go to a hotel, are you voluntarily or involuntarily giving up your rights? Are you consenting to?
Are you going with somebody? Been in this situation.
Are you alone in your room or are you with somebody?
I was in this situation, and the person that came to the hotel did expect that it was like just automatically going to happen, and I just had to let them know, no, that's not it. That is not what's happening. And negotiate from there. But yeah, that was pretty much how I did that in the bud. Like,
so you're
straight up.
Anytime you go in the hotel, so you can pick and choose. Just period. You can pick and choose to smoke in your room and incur the $250 or carry osmium.
Drench it out before you
try a little bathroom joint with the.
So because you know the consequences, you involuntarily.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you
give up your. Right, but you're consenting to the hotel rule.
Right.
Because you know what's to come. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, who doesn't consent to the rules when they swipe your card?
Yeah, I don't want, I'm not trying to be fine.
Okay.
No,
okay.
There will be a day, one day, where I don't give a fuck about that fine, and
and I'm going to blow down, but today's not the day.
I'm taking the Keurig. I'm taking the flat screen. I got my wrenches, motherfucker.
Charge me, bitch.
I got towels and shit. Somebody even take the glasses. That's where I'm at with shit.
Charge it. You know Rihanna be walking out with her glasses everywhere. That's some foul shit. Anyway. Yeah, we got 1 minute left. Y'all, we done wrap. We're not playing this game. We give like 2 cents.
So we want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. You know,
I'm getting two though.
I didn't get two.
Yeah, that was it. We did two.
Yeah. We want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. This is the Ho Hive. Remember to follow us on Facebook at the Ho Hive, Instagram at the Ho Hive, and Snapchat at the Ho Hive. This is your girl, Miss Uncensored.
I'm Brooke J. The Sensualist.
Des, what is he?
We signing out.
Oh.